Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, diving into Treylon Burks, a wide receiver out of Arkansas. 6'2", 225, 4.55, 40. I did 12 bench press. That's 23rd percentile. Vert, 35.5. He went actually 36 at his pro day. So that's right middle of the pack there at about 48th percentile. Broad jump, 122, 56th percentile. Three cone is 10th percentile at 3.28. So struggling there with some of the agility stuff, but 28.9 BMI, that's good. 106.1 height adjusted speed score, that's 80th percentile. He actually did the short shuttle at his pro day as well, 4.40 for 14th percentile. So some of the agility stuff, change of direction. Hey, listen, at 6'2", 225, that's kind of the problem. That's not the most prototypical agile profile, right? You're thinking more sort of long speed, bigger, and that shows up a little bit, right? The 106.1 height adjusted speed score, certainly 80th percentile, right? That much more fits his profile than does maybe the change of direction stuff, but bottom 15th percentile on both of those things. All right, how does he shape up? Well, he's one that I think is, from a production perspective, 94th percentile in terms of yards per team passing attempt. You get 22-year-old junior coming out, so a little bit on the older end, but he is a junior, so the early declare thing helps. 2.87 career yards per route run, that's 89th percentile. 25.4 career percentage of his routes that he was targeted on, so TPRR, 68th percentile there. So again, the yards over the target share is nice. Targets that he was actually contested on was 21.3, 38th percentile, so a little bit in some of the contested stuff, and you see that. We'll get into the film stuff in a minute. Breaks tackle once every 4.8 receptions, so that's top 20. That's basically the 78th percentile, so I was thinking top quarter there. Yards per route run max, right? So I try to look at some of the stuff in terms of career, get an idea, and then look at some of the maximum stuff. So career, so those were all the career stuff. Some of the max yards per route run stuff, 91st percentile in terms of 3.57 yards per route run, so that's good. Just over 28% of his routes targeted on was a max of his, 64th percentile. So I would say good across the board. Not great in anything, but he's pretty good. Broke out at 20 years old for both his thresholds of 20 and 30 percentile. He had a dominator rating of 10% at 19 years old, 34.6% at 20, and then 45.2% at 21. So did take a big step forward in terms of that stuff. Again, you like to see it at 18 or 19 year old breakout. Again, get to that 20% threshold. That's really, I think, your 70% or so, what I call a breakout adjusted hit rate for wide receivers in the first round. The other guys, you know, it's a little bit further down, closer to about 50% there for guys that break out after 19 years old. So so again, that puts him okay, right? You're looking, it's good. It's not necessarily, I don't think it's elite. And that's maybe all you need to know about this. Again, you will not, outside of a specific USC wide receiver, you're not going to really see me pick a ton of favorites, right? My favorites are going to be determined by pedigree and by cost. And so I will not be paying up for Treylon Burks. I'm probably not going to be paying up for anyone else. You could tempt me to not trade down from Drake London. But otherwise, not going to be doing a whole bunch of trading up, right? That's not something we're going to do. I'm probably, as a result of that, not going to get a lot of Treylon Burks. So that's kind of where I'm at with him. Again, he is an expected draft position right now of 23. That puts him basically his breakout adjusted hit rate, if he is in the first round, that's 45%. It's about 26% if he's in the second round. So big difference there. Again, I expect him more on the first round side, but firmly wide receiver 5 off the board in the most recent grinding the mocks. behind Garrett Wilson, Drake London, Jameson Williams, and Chris Olave. So what's interesting about that, and actually Chad and I talked about this week on the Football Guys show, is very much in that range, you're getting good quarterbacks, right? Because that is a spot where you're getting playoff teams, right? So he's absolutely in a situation like that. You know, one of the things that I think it was Matt Waldman talked about, he's very much fits in like this, and he's talked about this, that Treylon Burks has. He very much fits in this like Deebo Samuel type archetype of the position. And the problem with that is there's only so many San Franciscos rolling around here. And that gives me some pause. Anytime we're like, hey, he's a, you know, you got to manufacture stuff for him, I hate that. Especially if we're talking up really expensive. I just hate it. It's just not something that I like to see. I want my guys that I'm drafting to be able to beat you in a lot of different ways, right? Or have to have a clear out in terms of how they do it, right? And with Treylon Burks, you're expecting him to be force-fed. It's just not a ton there that I love to see with that. If you're looking for more of like traditional prototypical stuff from him, I do think he's a pretty good deep ball sort of contested catch. You could just sort of throw it into some back shoulder situations, have him run a nine and just play either back shoulder or, and let him sort of make plays in the air against corners. He's good at that. Again, he's outsizing them at 6'2", 225. He's sturdy. I'll just read you some quotes here that I have. Matt Waldman's questions about press. And he says, and this is a good quote. Until he becomes a well-rounded route runner, Burks will become a focal point of a large percentage of scheme plays that work him to open space, feed him the ball behind the line of scrimmage as a runner in space, and as a tool against zone concepts. Which, again, isn't a raving endorsement. His comp was interesting. He's like, this is very much a Cordarrelle Patterson Deebo type situation, but if you're looking sort of more of a traditional, right, it's kind of tough to get those, right? And we've seen that with the Cordarrelle Patterson situation. His comp was, from a traditional perspective, you're looking at something like Kenny Galladay is like a success angle. I didn't think Burks, for his size and some of the stuff, like if you want him to be a traditional wide receiver, like I thought he was awfully covered. And it's interesting because Drake London gets the, hey, he can't separate from anyone. Or he gets the, you know, he's a dog athlete, or he's just, you know, lacks the long speed. But then you put on a guy like, but you look at Drake London and he's always open. Whereas Treylon Burks, or always sort of being really productive, where Treylon Burks is always covered. I think that's really interesting how that goes. You know, one of the beauties I think of analytics is you look at someone and you can just say from their profile, like without even turning it on. Again, we like to turn it on. We like to blend, right? I do think there's value in tape, in numbers, in blending them and trying to get an idea to a variety of different sources, right? We're in the information business. Right? That's very much how I view this, trying to make some of these situations more valuable, right? You know, to make more lucrative for us, right? And I want all the information, right? And we can sort of distill that down. One of the things I think what analytics really gets right is you go back to the Moneyball clip, and the book is better than the movie, but in the movie they're in like the boiler room or whatever, and they're talking about how, you know, this guy looks, and you know, look at him, you know, and then they talk about you know, he's got a pretty girlfriend and all this stuff. And then the best part about it, there's two favorite of the book, especially there's two favorite characters that I have of that whole Moneyball experience. One is Scott Hatteberg, who can't really throw, and is going to play first base and can't really do that either. And then Chad Bradford's the other one, who's like throwing like low 80s, but throws almost underhand, right? Like scratching his hand on the mound, on the dirt at times, and wouldn't ever draw him up that way, but he got people out. And there is value to that, right? And that's one of the things that I struggle with in terms of, at this time of year especially, you get a lot of analysis is like, oh, look how the traits and look how good he is in terms of like, he's got all these traits. Well, why did he not do well in college? Like, really? Or you get all these guys who are like, yeah, he's a dog athlete, but all he did was dominate. And you're like, okay, well, how do we sort of value all that, right? It's especially at the wide receiver position, we know that production is a big deal, right? And so we know that early breakouts are a big deal. Treylon Burks doesn't have that. And as a result, he sort of hurts from that. And then you look and you're like, hey, he really needs to learn how to run routes. And you're like, I don't love that as a situation. Again, there's the DK Metcalf and all that, like, and there was that criticism of him and the like, and I sort of understand that, you took the big swing on some of the physical profile stuff, and some of the criticism of a guy like DK Metcalf was probably overblown. But this one's interesting because it's like, hey, we're just going to, we're going to basically treat him as like a slot/hybrid running back type, and he's going to come in day one. Like, the record on that isn't great, and if that's what we're depending on, I really don't like the cost. So again, I'm not going to be, if he falls into the later first and he's wide receiver, five, six, something like that, and he's getting Kadarius Toney treatment, I'm interested in the cost, but I suspect that I won't be a big recommender of Treylon Burks given his cost and a lot of the questions I have about his profile. So that's, I think, the quick and skinny of it. And when you look here as well, some additional notes, body type of an X. This is a great PFF quote, body type of an X wide receiver, which is your wide side of the field away from the tight end. So body type of an X wide receiver, but never played there. 77% of his career snaps came in the slot. I don't love that type of transition arc. Another one of their quotes, traits projection, which are instantly at a position that we know is all about production, is where production is so extremely important in college. Traits projection. You don't find his combination of size, speed, and ball skills every day. But they lack in terms of production. It just gives me a lot of pause. Novice level route runner. I hate those things. And especially when you just don't show. I didn't think he showed a particular. You can look at a guy like Dotson or some of these other guys, and you can really see, like, here's a level of comfort there, right? Or, even a guy like Garrett Wilson, I think, to a large degree, like, when stuff's off schedule, like, he's making an adjustment, like, he's doing some different things you just didn't see that out of Treylon Burks, which gives me a lot of pause. So again, if he's going to be a top 3 to 4 guy, I'm going to suspect not being in on him. Again, we're going to bail down. Totally fine doing that. And we're not trading up for wide receivers and rookie drafts typically. And he will certainly be a recommendation of that for me. So again, not necessarily avoid, but unless he's going to be at the end of the pedigree train for wide receivers in the first round, I'm probably not going to be in on his cost. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. And until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.